the one point I think you were making is in high-risk patients, you want to give AI, right? You want to give it to high-risk patient AIs because it has better efficacy. But if you look at the safety profile of the AI is overall better, and they are predictable side effects of the AIs, whereas unpredictable side effects of tamoxifen. The thing you forget is that, let's say that you take a low-risk patient. You want to offer therapy which is associated with fewer side effects, because you are going to offer more side effects and you're going to benefit a smaller number of patients. So if you believe that AIs overall have a better safety profile, you should be offering also to the low-risk patients.
So I don't disagree with that, but I don't believe it has a lower safety profile. I believe it has about equal but different and an unknown long-term safety profile. And in a group of patients, in a group of patients we're likely to cure no matter what we do, I think we have to be very careful about that.
Mrs. Jones, I'm going to give you a drug where there's 3 chances out of 100 that you will not have relapsed 5 years from now if you take it, and there's a 5% lower rate they'll have to yank your uterus. That's a decision?
First of all, that's a false dichotomy, because that's not the way you need to present the choice in clinic. It's not a question of an AI yes or no. It's a question of AI now or later.
You have a 5% hysterectomy rate?
5%?
Yes.
Lower chance of
yes.
hysterectomy? I haven't done a hysterectomy in any patients in 18 years. I don't know what we're talking about.